Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Vav and Zion, 6 and 7. Mishnah Vav says, Avodah Zarah shehinichuha avodeha b'shah shalom, an idol that was abandoned by its worshippers in a time of peace, muteris, it becomes permitted, one may have benefit from it. B'shas melchama, but in a time of war, asura, it remains prohibited. B'mosios shel malachim, the pedestals belonging to kings, hare elu mutaros, these are permitted. They are not considered utensils for idolatry. B'mnei shema midim osam b'shas shel malachim ovrim, because they only put them up at a time when the king goes by. Let's look in the Bar Neuro. So the idols shehinchuha ovedeha, they were abandoned by their worshippers. Ve'ein datam lachzor, and they're not coming back. B'shas shalom muteris, if it's in a time of peace, they are permitted. Ho'ol v'yotzu l'das, v'lo not lua imahem, but luha. Since they left, they're not coming back, they didn't bring it with them, clearly they stopped worshipping it, and therefore it is no longer considered an idol. B'mosios shel malachim, the pedestals of kings. Avne gzis, ha'musukanos b'derech, mahalech ha'melech, v'kesha ha'melech over sham, moshivin sham avodah zarah, v'hu mishtach avela. So they were big stone pedestals that they would put in the road the way that the king would walk, and when he would pass by, they would put an idol on it so that he could bow down to it on his journey. Ubegemara mefaresh, and the Gemara explains, b'mnei shemat nichim osam, that they put it there. Klomar enu miyuchados lahoshiv sham avodah zarah, kol shah. They didn't put an idol there all the time. El b'shasha malachim over, but only when kings went by. And sometimes the king didn't go this way, sometimes he went another way, and it completely wasn't a problem. So these things were so intermittent and so infrequently used, hilkach lav mishamshe avodah zarah chashive. Therefore, they're not considered really utensils for idolatry. They're sometimes for idolatry and sometimes not, and it's very hit or miss. Mishnah Zion. Sha'alus hazakenim baromi. They asked the sages in Rome, Im ein ritzono ba'avodah zarah, lama einu mevatla? If God doesn't like idolatry, why doesn't he just get rid of it? Good question, right? Amru lahen, so the sages answered, Ilu davar she'ein tzarech la'olam bo hayu ovdin, if they worshipped things that the world didn't need, hayu mevatlo, then God would get rid of it. Harihein ovdin lachama v'lelavana v'lekochavim v'lemazolos, but look, they worship the sun, they worship the moon, they worship the stars, they worship the constellations. Ya'abed olamo mipnei hashotim, should God destroy the entire world because of some stupid people? Amru lahen, so they asked the sages in response, Im kain, ya'abed davar she'ein tzarech la'olam bo, then let God get rid of the things that the world doesn't need. Let him get rid of the idols of wood and stone. V'yaniach davar she'tzarech la'olam bo, and only leave the things that the world actually needs, like the sun and the moon and the stars. Amru lahen, and they answered in response, Af anu machzikin yedei ovdehem sha'elu. If that were the case, then we would be strengthening the case of those who worship those things. She'omrim teda shehein alohos. They would say, look, those are really gods. Shahare hein lo butlu. Because everything else of idolatry was destroyed, but our gods remained, therefore the sun is really the god, or the moon is really the god, and they would only strengthen their case if the other types of idols would be destroyed. A quick Bar Neuro on this Mishnah. Af anu machzikin yedehem sha'elu. We would strengthen the position of those. Ha'avdin l'chama v'lavana. Those who serve the sun and the moon. Im hainu roim, Sheshar avodah zarah charvu me'atzman ve'elu kiyamos. And if they would see that other idols were destroyed and these endured, hainu modim la'elu, then everyone would just turn and worship those. They would take those as stronger gods than the ones they had before. So that's not the answer. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Zion. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnah Yeches and Tess.